And we begin with downhill skiing. Czech downhill skiers clinched a sensational win in the World Cup Nations team event in Garmisch-Partenkirchen, Germany on Sunday, just edging fellow finalists Switzerland. The race, a parallel slalom format, sees four skiers compete per team. For the Czechs, that meant Šárka Záhrobská, Lucie Hrstková, Ondřej Bank and Krzysztof Krizl. After four races, the Czechs and the Swiss were tied at two apiece. But Ondřej Bank, who was undefeated in the heats, secured the title by posting the fastest overall time, the official tiebreaker. On the way to the win, the Czech Republic had to defeat not only Switzerland, but also Austria and the USA. Turning to football, in the 19th round of the Gambrinus Liga on Sunday, Sparta Prague came close to losing to Mladá Boleslav, but in the final minutes managed to turn their game around. Sparta were trailing 1-0 but got back in it in the 86th minute on a corner kick. The ball was sent to the far post where Kushnir capitalized. And then in the 92nd minute, Libor Sionko got the ball in the penalty area and was able to send it under the crossbar. The win means Sparta remain in the running for this year's league title, a point off leader Steplice, who drew 0-0 with Slavia in their weekend matchup. That game saw three players injured, including Slavia forward Risten Amov, who suffered a horrific leg break after clashing with Steplice's Martin Klein. With a double fracture to his leg, the Macedonian player could be out of action for up to 1 year. In international football, Czech striker Milan Baroš, out since last October due to injury, returned to Galatasaray at the weekend and got off to a winning start, scoring once to help the Istanbul team defeat Ankaragücü by a score of 3-0. The win put Galatasaray atop the Turkish league standings. Turning to ice hockey, Slavia and Liberec have become the last two of eight teams to reach the playoff quarterfinals of the Czech Hockey League. Slavia won a grind of a final match in their best-of-five series against Litvinov, winning 5-3. The game also saw the gloves come off between Litvinov enforcer Roman Vopat and Slavia's Jiří Vašíček, the latter coming away heavily bloodied. In the other series to reach the quarterfinals, Liberec embarrassed Čiske Bogovice 9-1 to edge their rivals in the best of five. And finally, in sport, Czech athletes posted disappointing results at the World Indoor Athletic Championships in Doha. Roman Šebrle finished fifth in the heptathlon. The 36-year-old former Olympic and world champion was slower in both sprints, but posted good performances in the shot put and the high jump. Šebrle, who is the current decathlon world record holder, said he had not expected to do all that well given recent injury. Czech athletes also finished outside the medals in other events, including the women's pole vault and the women's 400-meter relay. And that's all the sport for today.